Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000. The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
I used to talk about this once in a while, and I wouldn't necessarily hear from folks that were having issues with it. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, in the last, I don't know, 30, 45 days, I've been getting calls from folks that are in the rental database. You know, they got an eviction, something happened, they owed an apartment complex money, and they showed up in some database, and they're getting denials, but there's nothing on their credit about it. And they're wondering how, you know, why they were denied. There are a few separate databases that are set up for renters, if you're not aware of that. So sometimes when you go for a rental, they'll pull your credit report, but other times they'll just look at the rental databases, which shows where you lived. Your landlords have the ability to furnish information to these receptacles, so to speak. And these, you know, these companies, how is all this data about you, separate from your credit report, just related solely to your housing? And if you are in that database, it's very difficult to get out. We don't touch those databases really at all. But you are entitled when you apply for a rental. This is my point. When you're entitled when applying for a rental for a home or an apartment, doesn't matter what it is. If you are denied credit, and housing is considered under the credit umbrella, it's a Fair Credit Reporting Act issue. If you're denied for some reason, whether it be on your credit report or in one of these databases, because they're furnishing information about you. So if you're denied, you have this right to have a letter sent to you, the denial letter. Now, a lot of people may get that in the mail and they may look at it and throw it away and go, this is garbage. I didn't get that place anyway. I'm going to just trash this letter. But there's something important in that letter that you need to be aware of, and that is that letter will tell you how the decision was made, what factors were considered. One of them may be the credit report. The other one may be in this rental database. It'll tell you also the name of the database. But if you don't get one of those, you can sue them under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Now, you say, listen, I can't sue anybody. I can't afford an attorney. I'm trying to rent an apartment, blah, blah, blah. That's a free deal. If that's happened to you, I want to know that. I want to connect you with Jamie Cogburn and get you set up under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. If they do not send you that letter, the fee shifting provision kicks into place, meaning, you know, we can have Jamie Cogburn go after them. You don't have to pay a thing. By the way, you are eligible for up to $1,000 in statutory damages in the event that they sue them and they win. By the way, if you didn't get one of these letters and you were denied, then you're going to win. They're going to settle. You probably won't even go to court, right? They'll make a deal with Jamie, and you'll get some money, and Jamie will get paid. You don't have to do anything. And, you know, maybe you even get taken out of the database to begin with. You know, who knows? There are a variety of different things that can happen, ways that this can turn out. We can look at all of them, and we'll help you sift your way through that.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.